This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry from Vermont Public Radio. One more thought on cybersecurity. I'm an open-minded guy. I don't mind being judged. The negative comments at thetakeaway.org don't bother me. But when my computer judges me, hate that. I'm making a password for myself and the computer says weak or pretty good or not bad. Hey, it's my password. You make it. I've actually screamed this at the computer. It turns out there's an 11-year-old, Mira Modi, who can help. She launched a tech startup called Diceware that makes cryptographically smart passwords for $2 a pop.
Diceware is a way of making strong, secure passwords that's hard for the computer to break, but it's easy for you to remember.
Diceware uses a classic randomization technique where rolls of dice with letters and words produce secure combinations. Mira's mom, Julia Angwin, is now struggling to keep up with her precocious sixth grader. For a while, she thought she was ahead of the game. She's an investigative reporter at ProPublica and author of Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance. Relentless 11-year-olds.
I wasn't sure I wanted to do it, but Mira was really committed, and she came up with like how she wanted to do it and how she wrote all these little templates of how she would make the passwords, and she showed me how she wanted to design the website. So I said, fine, we did it, and we put it up, but I didn't think that it would take off.
Tell me a little bit about Diceware and why you started it.
Well, my mom was working on her book, and she discovered this method called Diceware, and I started doing it when she wanted to try out the method herself. And since it took quite a while to make a password, she asked me to make passwords for her, so I started doing it. And then I started doing it for more people, but it wasn't like now where it's like I do it a lot. It's just like a kind of side thing.
Right, and you didn't charge in the beginning, right?
No, I did charge, but it was not as much.
Really?
It was like a dollar.
Ah, really? No kidding. Well, that's fantastic. Give me an example of a string of characters that's hard to decrypt but easy to remember.
This is the one I used on my website. It's Alger, K-L-M, Blonde, Puck Horse.
Alger, K-L-M, Blonde,
Puck Horse.
I mean, that's like, I heard it once and I almost remembered like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like it tells a story. That's really brilliant. So how much have you made in this little business?
Well, I've gotten about 900 orders, but I've only completed about half of them or one third of them because of school and all the other things I'm doing.
Right. All the things that CEOs typically have to do. Julia, what do you think of your daughter's decision to leap from helping you out with your book to actually starting a business?
Well, to be honest, it surprised me. I was really happy to pay her a dollar to make my passwords because I thought I was getting a great deal. And then she, you know, did it for friends and family. But when she asked me this summer if she could put it online, I was kind of reluctant. I mean, the truth is I write about privacy issues, and so the idea of my 11-year-old having this sort of digital identity and digital business wasn't what I wanted.
Now, Mira, would you say your mom is reasonable and rational about this, or is she a little bit paranoid?
I thought she was going to be really mad because she's never let me put any real name up, any, like, pictures of me and stuff, and so I was surprised when she was like, okay, we'll try it. And I don't think she really expected it, like, to go off this big. But I think she thought she'd have to, like, manage it all herself, like, making sure I actually did it, but I actually do it, so.
I was worried that it was, like, going to be that. And truthfully, I have actually, obviously, rolled dice and helped her with passwords, but she's really running it on her own.
Well, Julia Angwin and Mira Modi, thank you so, so much, and good luck with Diceware.
Thanks.
And Julia, good luck filling out your IRS forms this year.
Yes, thank you.
Mira Modi is the 11-year-old founder of the password-generating company Diceware. Julia Angwin is her mother, as well as the author of Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.